The user as a programmer. In the world of programming, troubles are everywhere and everything. And they are huge. I mean, like, ridiculously huge. Above all code is liability, especially if you are a programmer. The less you write, the better. And if you write none, you are guaranteed total and utter success. More than that, fixing problems that people don't have is the plague. The bigger the company, the more obvious that is. From brain-numbing OOP languages that don't add up to anything good, to data types in languages meant to be untyped. And only for the purpose of annoying and distracting the programmer with pop-ups. Ew. And of course, everything is completely broken, and nobody is complaining. Functionality has been reduced, news is mangled with ads, and open source will soon come with closed source wall gardens. And then there are the startup advisors. Oh!
If you have to search for users, then you are doing it wrong.
Are probably the stupidest words ever uttered. In the face of all that nonsense, you have to charm your users with really real things. Please, don't annoy them with drag and drop and useless animations, or endless low information density white space. And stop making apps that can't make your users some spending money. See it? If you do it right, all the advice comes together. Your users will sign up if they can see that they can make a little bit of spending money. It's not a perfect idea, of course, but it is the era that we are stuck in. And there's only really one real way to make good money, and that is by helping your users build computer programs. And on their phones, and in their free time. To do this in a way that isn't annoying, you have to guide them to keep the programs simple, and let them interact with code or text instead of drag and drop and pinch and zoom. Make sure that the program structure is just groups of sequential actions. They open their screen to names of groups and can open a group to look at actions inside. And then, of course, configure the actions or stack functions together and call other groups. To keep everyone on top of the program structure, show them a simple map of all the actions tied together. And of course, create an action marketplace where users can request actions or features, post bounties, maybe buy large sets of actions at a discount, and so on. Actions are just small parts of program code that are ordered by the creator and then pierced by the data that passes through the sequence. It's called functional programming, and it is so simple that it is trivial to create program maps. To simplify the user interface creation, the actions should have user interface components attached to them. For example, a user registration action should come with a user registration interface. It won't be useful when programming, but it will pop up when the stream or string of actions is executed. It just makes sense that a user interface should be attached to a program component. And if you like this, then know that this is it. But understand, you don't just show a form on the screen, but instead you are chatting with a program in a conversational user interface. And it is chats all the way down, from chatting with a robot about sending an email, to chatting with one to compose a new song. This is how the old computers work. Line by line, question by question. And it is how chatbots work today. Put the user interface on the runtime end of your actions, and your coders will never complain.